pretending we got a sliver. You're not fooling me, cause I can't see the way you shake and shiver. You know we got a mystery to solve, so Scooby-Doo, be ready for your act. Don't hold back. And Scooby-Doo, if you come true, you're gonna have yourself a Scooby snack. That's a fact. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, here are you. You're ready and you're willing. If we can count on you, Scooby-Doo, I know we'll catch that villain.
Baby girls.
Oh, don't bring that back. Please do not bring that back.
What's poppin'?
It's poppin'.
We're here.
We're here. We're back. I'm sure y'all missed us to some extent. Question mark. So, we have some good music for y'all today. Yes, I say y'all unironically.
Well, oh, this is Awkward on Air, and you're listening to 91.5 WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you, DJ Dorothea.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
All right.
Thanksgiving is almost here. We're not going to be on air next week, just a heads up.
Yes. It's been a long time since we both were on air together, though.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks.
It's been a while.
It's been some time.
Yeah.
Missed you.
Aw, missed you too. All right, we have some songs for you, so... Let's do that.
Yeah.
That silly ring, it wasn't meant to be. Luckily, you saw in me something I couldn't see. Honeybee, I can't imagine how my life would be if all your gravity did not hit me. Oh, don't you see, darling, my honeybee. But here we are, after all the misses and confessions to the stars that we never really owned as ours. And if I
I am not your love. lover. I am not your lover. I am not your lover. I am not your lover.
looking to breathe. I give you all of my love, I give you all of you need. Don't worry, I'm not in a hurry, not going nowhere. I'm not going nowhere, yeah.
Emails.
Outlook be like, oh god. Things are happening.
Things sure are. What's
it
going on
over
there?
Sure is a day. All right.
And now, a PSA. Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org.
Cute.
Yeah.
I wish you guys could see Bailey right now because she's wearing two pairs of headphones.
Gotta listen in on all angles.
One of them is on his forehead.
It goes straight to my brain.
Perfect. Billy, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
My roommate and I are staying with a mutual friend's family who lives somewhere in Massachusetts of unknown location, and there is no Wi-Fi. I'm excited.
That's delicious.
Sure is.
It's a whole week of...
It's not a whole week. You think schools give us that much time off?
Yeah, really. Shout out to Tufts for giving... What is the point of the, like, 2 days before break? Like, the, like, Monday and Tuesday before we leave? Like, I...
I don't know.
Why do we need that?
You know what I don't also don't know? Like, why do we would come back from winter break on, like, a Wednesday?
Ugh. Well, at least we'll have a short weekend then. But I'd rather have an extra week.
Yeah.
And also, the week in between Thanksgiving and Christmas break, like...
Yeah. Like, the semester is basically done for.
Yeah. I'm ready. I'm so ready for this to be done.
I am, but also am not.
Yeah.
My schedule next semester is all STEM.
Shout out to Sis. If Sis screwed you over, then join the team because I'm on 3 wait lists for class.
No. Brutal.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess we'll play more music for you. And you'll hear from us again later.
I'm not afraid to die.
for a little fun fact on this day in history. In 1987, on this day, Jesus and Mary chain singer Jim Reed was arrested in Canada after being accused of assaulting members of the audience with his microphone stand, and he was released on $2,000 bail.
That reminds me of, what band? It was like some, like, little punk band that got banned from Six Flags because the singer, like, beat someone with a mic stand, too.
That's horrifying, I have no knowledge of it.
I think it was, like, Falling in Reverse or something. They got banned from Six Flags out of all the places to be kicked out of.
That's horrifying.
They, like, beat somebody with a mic stand.
Why would... I have so many questions, and yet I don't want them answered.
Yeah, what is with singers and beating people with mic stands?
They get too far into the music.
It's just...
They feel it with their soul.
Oh, and not only did Six Flags ban... I think it was Falling in Reverse, but I may be corrected. Not only were they banned, but they banned, like, all punk music from coming to Six Flags after that, and, like, all, like, metal punk.
Honestly, probably
genres.
A safe move.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Respect. Shout out to Ronnie Radke. All right, our second fact that happened today.
All right, let's hear it.
1990.
Uh-huh.
Bill Wyman, who is the bassist of the Rolling Stones, announced that his 17-month marriage to Mandy Smith, a model, was over. With the consent of her mother, Smith had started dating the 47-year-old when she was 13.
Horrifying. What? What kind of mom? What?
Also, what kind of model looks that good at 13 that, like, a 47-year-old is, like... Like, that's very...
I mean, that's not on the... That's not the 13-year-old's fault. That's
no,
on,
no.
That's definitely on...
That's on... That's...
An older
why,
person, and...
Why has he not been canceled over this? I feel like I've never heard that.
Because cancel culture tends to forgive men more than women.
Oop. Oops. Oop. He said it. Oops.
I said it.
Oops. Oops, my tongue slipped.
Oops.
Yeah. Cancel men in music.
Cancel all
of them. All
men.
All of
men,
them.
All men are canceled right now. Except my cousin John. He's the one good man. The one good musician. Shout out, John.
Shout out, John, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Bailey and I were talking about before how it sucks when you really like a band and they don't come on tour, and then as soon as you stop liking them... They're on tour near you.
This happens on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
That like, oh, this band you used to like and now you don't really care for anymore is now on tour. And I'm like, wow, where were you, like, a year ago?
Yeah. And it's like you wouldn't even see them for the memories because you're like, they're just going to play, like, their new songs that I don't like.
Or, the songs that you're, like, tired of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you know how, like, I was talking about this with someone. Music these days has a very short, like, shelf life, as mm-hmm. you could say, because, like, you get super into songs and you can listen to them on repeat for 4 days straight, and then suddenly, like, you're like, I've listened to this too much and I'm done with it.
Yeah.
It's not like some older songs, like, you know, the Beatles, Rolling Stones, other stuff like that stuff hasn't died. Mm-hmm. People still listen to that. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But, like, it's good music. Like, it's like Journey still slaps.
Yeah. And I wonder why, like, some stuff is timeless and other stuff now it's just kind of like, yeah, like you said, it just has mm-hmm. a short shelf life, especially, like, poppy music mm-hmm. now. But I feel like it's because it's not as well made, maybe. But not to be, like,
I don't know.
There's,
like, plenty of good music out there. But
yeah.
I guess
yeah.
I don't know. It's an interesting thought.
Yeah. Don't you miss, like, listening to CDs and stuff? Kind of miss
do.
The days before streaming when you just, like, you'd have to buy CDs.
I remember having, like, a lime green, like, CD player, and my mom would make me playlists of my favorite songs on it, and, you know, it's, like, 13 tracks.
Yeah. Aw, that's really sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's also, like, those days were probably way better for small artists, too, because, like, now with streaming, like, those artists make basically no money off of, like, their streaming things.
That is true, but on the other hand, I feel like it was harder to find these smaller artists because you couldn't, like... It would be harder to find them online.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, like, with, like, Spotify, like, they recommend you artists. You can find them through that. But, like, before I don't know. I wasn't in the music scene when I was, like, 8, but...
Yeah. I know. I just feel like, yeah, like, the radio would be very helpful, but even that wouldn't
You'd
play,
like...
You'd
have to get on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah.
And otherwise, it's, like, handing out CDs.
Right.
And, you know,
selling
people
them. Yeah. But, like, I think it's, like, from, like, 1,000 streams, you barely, like, make any money off of Spotify. It's like a penny or something.
Yeah,
it's like something crazy. And it's just like, how can any small artist make money these days from that? Like, unless you make it big, yeah, you're not thriving.
Yeah. While we're at it, I might as well throw out this little fun fact. There's a company called Quadio. It's like radio, but like quad, you know? And it's a college platform, basically, and it's coming out in, like, the website and mobile app is coming out in, like, February. But basically, it allows, like, college artists or just, like, even local artists to find, like, other DJs and, like, concert venues in the area so you can sponsor and listen to some new music and collaborate and stuff like that.
Plugging.
Yeah, I'm plugging.
He be plugging. Nice.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's all I can, like, tell you. You just gotta look it up. It's pretty cool.
Go look it up.
And it's free. It's free.
Oh, love that. Mm-hmm. Love that for our poor college selves.
Yeah.
Also, Tufts offers a lot of, like, free subscriptions to stuff that I feel like people don't always know about.
I didn't know about, what was it, like, New York Times we get for free?
Yeah, the New York Times. There's a really good site called Canopy that has, like, a bunch of documentaries and, like, like award-winning movies that you can, and we have free accounts for it. And no one knows, this is a great way to tell people, but I feel like all the people probably know about it already, but,
People listening are, like, non-Tufts students.
Our parents. but.
Shout out to our family who's here every week. We love you.
If you're a Tufts student, use Canopy. It has so many great movies on it, including the Slenderman documentary about
the
girl who like stabbed her friend in the woods for Slenderman.
Oh my god.
And like
god.
For creepypasta.
I did not know that was a thing.
Well, go watch the documentary on Canopy.
I will
plug number two.
I will consider it.
All right. We'll play more music.
In late December, I believe that New Year's Eve will be the perfect time for their great surrender, but they don't remember. Anger wants a voice, voices won't sing. Sinners harmonize till they can't hear anything. Thought that I was free from all that questioning. But every time a problem ends, another one begins. And the stone walls of harmony all bear witness. Anybody with a word in mind can never forgive the sight of wicked snakes inside a place you thought was dignified. Beneath these velvet gloves I hide shameful crooked ends of a moneylender. Cause I still remember. Anger wants a voice, voices wanna sing. Sinners harmonize till they can't hear anything. Thought that I was free from all that questioning. But every time a problem ends, another one begins. And the stone walls of harmony all bear witness. Anybody with a word in mind can never forgive the sight of wicked snakes inside a place you thought was dignified.
with the world in mind can never forgive the sight of wicked snakes inside a place you thought was dignified. I don't wanna live like this, but I don't wanna die.
pretend why I never like your new boyfriend.
Today.
Yes.
So this has been Awkward on Air, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you for tuning in. And
to Awkward on Air.
Yes. And we hope you attend the climate strike December 6th. You can find info on the Tufts Climate Strike Instagram, which we tagged in our latest post on our Instagram, which is
Awkward on Air.
Follow us.
Follow us. Comment, song suggestions, anything.
Plug number three of the plug number three of the day.
I mean, wouldn't it be plug number four, because the PSA count
yeah.
as a plug?
Yeah, so plug number four.
Plug number four.
We're going, so we're selling out.
We're selling out.
We're selling out.
Gotta get fast.
Well, we hope you have a great Thanksgiving break, and
yep.
we'll see you next time. Enjoy, like, the last, like, 2 minutes of a song that we're going to play.
Yeah.